The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Doris Hyde from Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you the Fiction Old and New book group that was rescheduled from March's meeting April 6th. The Sound Prints issue for March 11th includes Girl Scout cookie background and recipes. The website Travel Eyes offers a solo travel experience for blind and visually impaired travelers. Crossroads pre-registration opened. The Library Users of America renewals are coming up. ACB Diabetics in Action renewals are coming up. ACB Families renewal is coming up. And Senator Duckworth has written a letter to the rest of the Senate to protect the ADA and urge them to override the House resolution. And there's a call for support from all of the senators who might be likely to support that issue. Today's Reading and Vision News is underwritten by an anonymous gift in loving memory of Joe and Kelly. First up, the Fiction Old and New book group will be discussing The Architect's Apprentice by Alif Shafak, DB 83286, Friday, April 6, 2018 at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Time, in the Book Nook Room of the Accessible World site, www.accessibleworld.org. Please join the Fiction Old and New book group as we discuss internationally acclaimed Turkish author Alif Shafak's engrossing historical fiction novel, The Architect's Apprentice, DB 83286, on Friday, April 6th in the Book Nook Room. Alif Shafak is the best-known contemporary female author, writing of the current and historical perspectives in Turkey. The Architect's Apprentice is set in the 16th century Ottoman Empire, a fascinating period where many cultures existed together in one location. In certain ways, this novel is reminiscent of the works of Charles Dickens. If you would like to hear this powerful and compelling author and human rights activist speak, here is a link to a recent interview on the BBC radio show Desert Island Discs. http://www.bbc.co.uk/programs/B08RPCQB. Here is the annotation. The Architect's Apprentice, DB 83286, Shafak Alif, that's S-H-A-F-A-K-E-L-I-F. Reading time, 16 hours, 35 minutes. Read by L.J. Ganser. Historical fiction. Jahan escorts Chota, a white elephant, to the palace of the Ottoman Empire's Sultan. He soon becomes one of four apprentices to the chief royal architect, Sinan. As they work to build the empire, jealousies and hidden agendas interfere with relationships. Some violence and some descriptions of sex, 2014. Co-hosted, Sherry Wells, S-H-E-R-R-Y-W-E-L-L-S-1157 at gmail.com. Michelle Bernstein, Hamlet's Sweet Lady, at gmail.com. Date, Friday, April 6, 2018. Sign, time, 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, and elsewhere in the world, Saturday, 1 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time. About 15 minutes before start time, go to http://conference321.com/masteradmin/room.asp:id=RS7867A2369E0E. Or alternatively, go to www.accessibleworld.org and click on the Book Nook Room. Enter your first and last names on the sign-in screen. If you are a first-time user of the Talking Communities online conferencing software, there is a small safe software program that you need to download and then run. A link to the software is available on every entry screen to the Accessible World Rooms. After you have downloaded the simple software, enter the room. Hold down the control key to talk and let up to listen. All of our programs are recorded and archived. You may wish to subscribe to our Accessible World Announce List. Write to aw-announcements-subscribe@groups.io. Accessible World contacts, Robert Acosta Chair, Accessible World 818-998-0044. Email boacosta@pacbell.net. Web, www.helpinghandsnumber4theblind.org. Steve Hoffman, President, Talking Communities, email steve@talkingcommunities.com. The Accessible World, a division of Helping Hands for the Blind, a 501c3 not-for-profit organization, seeks to educate the general public, the disabled community, and the professionals who serve them by providing highly relevant information about new products, services, and training opportunities designed specifically to eliminate geographic and access barriers that adversely affect them. Signed, Sherry Wells. The Sound Prints Audio Magazine for March 11th is now online. Crossroads Conference, Let Your Journey Begin. KCB goes to Capitol Hill. Girl Scout Cookie History and Recipes. http://www.kentucky-acb.org/soundprints. Link to subscribe to the Sound Prints Audio Magazine podcast with the extension .xml. If you have any questions about the Sound Prints Audio Magazine, contact the Kentucky Council of the Blind phone 502-895-4598, email kcb@kentucky-acb.org. Kentucky Council of the Blind, 148 Vernon Avenue, Louisville, Kentucky, 40206. Phone 502-895-4598. Email kcb@kentucky-acb.org. Kentucky Council of the Blind website at http://www.kentucky-acb.org. TravelEyesInternational.com, world leaders for group holidays with blind and sighted travelers. Travel Eyes was founded in 2004 by the blind entrepreneur Amar Latif. We are the world's first commercial tour operator providing independent travel for people who are blind or partially sighted. Blind travelers can simply choose a holiday from our fully accessible website or audio brochure, then just book and go. Those who travel solo no longer have to depend on family members or friends to accompany them on holiday. Sighted travelers join each holiday too. They help in making the world a more accessible place by guiding and describing the sights to our blind travelers. In return, sighted travelers benefit from a discount of up to 50% on each holiday. Each holiday itinerary is carefully handmade by our expert team with a focus on stimulating all of the five senses. This means that we can guarantee a truly unique and multi-sensory travel experience. Our holiday destinations cover Europe, Africa, Asia, Australasia, and the Americas. Due to the wide range of holidays on offer, we divide them into the following categories: discovery tours, city breaks, activity breaks, sun, sea, and sand, and UK breaks. Here are some of the places we visited so far. There are hot link buttons on a map of the world. To see our full list of holidays, please visit the holidays page on our website. To find out more, please visit How It Works. Amar Latif, the blind guy who wants to show you the world. A message from the founder. Welcome to Travel Eyes. My name's Amar Latif. Before you explore our exciting new range of holidays for the coming year and beyond, please allow me to explain why I founded this unique travel company, taking blind and sighted travelers around the world together to share adventure. I'm the blind guy who wants to show you the world. Growing up, I was always passionate about travel, but when I was only 4 years old, doctors broke the news to my parents that I would become permanently blind. By the age of 18, I had lost 95% of my eyesight. Yet I knew that beyond the mist that now surrounded me was a world just waiting to be discovered. So I spent the third year of my university life in Canada. This was my first taste of a travel adventure. Not long after this, I found myself crossing the jungles of Nicaragua on foot, along with 10 other disabled people in the making of a documentary series, Beyond Boundaries, on BBC Two. After climbing volcanoes, sleeping to the sounds of the jungle, and crossing crocodile-infested waters, 9-to-5 corporate life never felt the same again. I set out to explore more of the world as a solo traveler, but faced rejection. No travel company would accommodate an independent blind traveler. I soon realized that if you want something in this world which does not exist, you either go without or you build it yourself. So I launched Travel Eyes in 2004 with the determination to make the world more accessible for blind and visually impaired travelers. Our holidays focus on experiencing the world with all five senses. The great thing is that sighted people enjoy our holidays too, sharing their sight with others and seeing the world from a new perspective. Travel Eyes has now grown to become a team of travel experts, all sharing a real passion for travel. As we are so unique, each member of the team is specially trained to give you the best experience possible. Together, we lead blind and sighted travelers across the globe, making memories memories of a lifetime along the way. We established this new and alternative way to experience travel. Many people return to us time and again for a group holiday with a difference. I hope this brochure inspires you to do the same. Travel is more than just the seeing of sights, and when you start looking with your other senses, the world becomes more alive. Founder and director, Amar Latif. Amar Latif has received the following business awards for his work with Travel Eyes: the Stelios Award for Disabled Entrepreneurs, the Outstanding Young Person of the World, TOYP Award, Business Entrepreneurial Category, Chamber of Commerce International, JCI, Lifetime Achievement Award, the Institute of Directors. Pre-registration for the 2018 Crossroads Conference, Let Your Journey Begin, is now open. Below and attached is information about the conference, including dates and locations, conference overview, hotel reservation information for those from out of town, pre-registration and on-site registration costs, details on stipends available to members of the Kentucky Council of the Blind in need of financial assistance, etc. The pre-registration form, including a complete list of sessions, will follow in another message. Please read on and find out how you can meet us at the crossroads. Let your journey begin. April 6 to 7, 2018, Louisville, Kentucky. A training opportunity from the Kentucky Council of the Blind. Major funding provided by the Louisville Downtown Lions Club. Billboard sponsors, Louisville East Lions Club, Greater Louisville Council of the Blind, Guide Dog Users of Kentuckiana, Tri-State Library Users. Get in the driver's seat, put the key in the ignition, start your engine and take the on-ramp to the 2018 Crossroads Conference to be held in Louisville, Kentucky on Friday, April 6th and Saturday, April 7th. Crossroads includes interstates, general sessions, and side roads, topics targeting a wide range of skills. Each side road includes several stops, sessions, packed with how-tos, handouts, activities, and information you can use in your personal, professional, and organizational life. Create your own unique roadmap as you choose the side roads that best meet your needs. At Crossroads, you can learn to look your best and present yourself well for any occasion. Conduct successful meetings and events. Raise money for your projects and organizations. Recruit and retain members and participants. Use social media in innovative ways to tell your story to others. Use networking effectively and build community partnerships, and much more. A complete list of sessions are included on the pre-registration form. Crossroads is hosted by the Kentucky Council of the Blind. All conference activities will take place at United Crescent Hill Ministries, UCHM, 150 South State Street in Louisville. Hotel accommodations are available for out-of-town participants at the Ramada Inn North, 1041 Zorn Avenue, a short 5-minute ride from the conference site. KCB will use Uber and Lyft to provide transportation between the Ramada and Crossroads. Note, you may choose to stay at a different hotel, but KCB will not cover transportation between that hotel and the conference site. The toll booth. Crossroads attendance is limited, and enrollment in side road sessions is available on a first-come, first-served basis. Registration is required whether you attend one meeting or event or the entire conference. The pre-registration fee for Crossroads is $50 for the two-day conference and includes Friday lunch and dinner, Saturday continental breakfast, lunch and dinner, all programs, events, and materials. Single-day pre-registration is $35. Pre-registration is open through April 3rd. Request a paper form or pre-register by phone using your credit card by calling KCB at 502-895-4598. Registration on-site is $60 for 2 days, $40 for 1 day. Keep in mind that some sessions may be closed to on-site registration due to enrollment during pre-registration. The Crossroads Registration Desk will open at 10:30 a.m. Friday, April 6th at United Crescent Hill Ministries. When you arrive, check in at the Registration Desk to pick up your conference badge, official program, personalized roadmap, and conference materials in your choice of Braille, large print, or electronic format. Your registration badge admits you to all conference sessions and meal events. Please wear it at all times. No matter how you register, your pre-registration is not complete until we receive your payment. If paying by check, make it payable to the Kentucky Council of the Blind, KCB, and mail no later than Friday, March 30th, 2018. To 2018 Crossroads Conference, Kentucky Council of the Blind, 148 Vernon Avenue, Louisville, Kentucky, 40206. The rest stop. Room rates at the Ramada Inn are $79 a night plus tax, up to 4 people per room. A hot breakfast in the hotel breakfast area and free Wi-Fi are included with your night stay. Each room is equipped with a microwave and a small refrigerator. An El Nopal Mexican restaurant and bar are located in the hotel. Check-in time at the hotel is 3 p.m. Check-out is noon. Make reservations now by calling 502-897-5101. Be sure to let them know that you are attending the Kentucky Council of the Blind Crossroads Conference. The Roadside Diner. Good food awaits you at the Crossroads. Friday lunch features your choice of ham or turkey subs, and Saturday lunch is our famous homemade pulled pork barbecue. Saturday breakfast, sponsored by Guide Dog users of Kentuckiana, starts the day off right with bagels, muffins, fruit, and the most yummy fresh baked donuts ever from Busman's Bakery. Dinner each evening is truly a feast. On Friday, we'll serve up meatloaf, pork chops, mashed potatoes, broccoli, fried apples, 7-layer salad, and cherry and peach cobblers for dessert. Saturday's banquet is fried chicken, roast beef, au gratin potatoes, green beans, 7-layer salad, deviled eggs, and chocolate and pecan pies for dessert. And remember, in Kentucky, there's always seconds. Packing for the trip. The KCB Board of Directors reminds you that the Crossroads Conference is a business meeting. Plan to wear business casual attire throughout the weekend. Suggestions for men include dockers, khakis, or other dress pants, and shirts with collars, such as button-down or polo style. Suggestions for women include slacks or skirts, tops or blouses. Sweaters or jackets are optional. Shoes are required. T-shirts, extremely low-cut or tight tops, very short skirts, and flip-flops are not business casual attire. The billboard. Crossroads is made possible through the generosity of our sponsors. Become a Crossroads sponsor and be recognized in the official conference program. Individual sponsors attending the conference wear a special ribbon on their badges. Major sponsors, $100 and above, will be listed prominently on the first page of the official program. All sponsors received by the close of pre-registration will be listed in the program. Sponsors will be recognized throughout the weekend and on sound prints, KCB's weekly audio magazine. Check the appropriate space on the pre-registration form to become a road, $10, lane, $25, avenue, $50, boulevard, $100, thoroughfare, $200, turnpike, $300, or parkway, $500 sponsor. Include payment with your conference registration. Crossroads stipends. The Kentucky Council of the Blind wants you to come to Crossroads. For those who need help with expenses, KCB is offering a $75 stipend to members who live outside of the metropolitan Louisville area. And the Greater Louisville Council of the Blind is offering a $25 stipend to members living in the metro Louisville area. To be eligible, you must be a member in good standing as of March 15, 2018. And you must attend both days of Crossroads. Check the appropriate space on the pre-registration form to request help. For more information, call the Kentucky Council of the Blind at 502-895-4598, email kcb@kentucky-acb.org, or join our Crossroads email list by sending a blank message to crossroads-subscribe@kentucky-acb.org. Take the right turn now and meet us at the Crossroads. Signed, Carla Rucheval, Treasurer, Kentucky Council of the Blind, Treasurer, Kentucky School for the Blind Alumni. 502-897-1472, carla40206@gmail.com. Become a 2018 member of the Library Users of America and help us improve library services and access to information for people who are blind and visually impaired. Quality library services through the NLS Talking Book Libraries and BARD are a high priority for people with low vision. Budget cuts and shortages of operating funds threaten our current and future services for people who are visually impaired. LUA President Brian Charlson and other LUA members are presenting at conferences and participating in ongoing discussions that encourage more accessibility at local public libraries and address issues related to the NLS program. LUA meetings at the American Council of the Blind Conference and Convention include informative programs and discussions related to library services. LUA presents workshops on the latest book-related hardware and software applications. LUA brings its programs within the reach of every person who is blind or visually impaired in the country. Our new Library Without Walls conference calls are an opportunity to share good books on a variety of topics. Calls are scheduled every other month and are open to all. The Lua Ledger is our excellent magazine. It is published 1 to 2 times a year and is available in Braille, large print, on audio cartridge, and by email. A Lua members-only email list was established in 2017. Posted there are announcements of Library Without Walls conference calls and other teleconferences and information of interest to library users. The Lua Ledger is also posted on this list. Become a member of Lua now and receive our 2018 membership premium gift, an edited CD on reading with the Kindle app. The CD was created by the Tri-State Library users, Lua's Kentucky chapter, from its 2 teleconferences on this subject. All 2018 Lua members, including life members, would receive a copy of this informative audio CD, playable on any standard music CD player. Lua dues are $12 for 1 year, or $150 for a life membership. You can join Lua directly or through one of our 3 chapters: California, 510-352-2029, Kentucky, 502-895-4598, or Texas, 281-438-9665. Note, the chapters may have additional dues as well. To join Lua directly, not through a chapter, please send your contact information and your preferred ledger format, Braille large print, NLS cartridge, or me email, along with your check made payable to Library Users of America, to Adam Ruchival, Treasurer, Library Users of America, 148 Vernon Avenue, Louisville, Kentucky, 40206. Or skip the hassle of writing a check. Pay dues by credit card by calling 502-897-1472, or send money via PayPal to lua.payments@gmail.com. Thank you for becoming part of Library Users of America. Signed, Carla Ruchival, Treasurer, Kentucky of the Council of the Blind, Treasurer, Kentucky School for the Blind Alumni, 502-897-1472, carla4206@gmail.com. Disability advocates. As you know, last month the U.S. House of Representatives passed H.R. 620, the ADA Education and Reform Act. This bill would make it harder for people with disabilities to report access barriers in places of public accommodation and would allow business owners to delay making their businesses accessible. We cannot allow Congress to chip away at the Americans with Disability Act and roll back our rights. Senator Tammy Duckworth, Democrat, Illinois, is preparing a letter below to Senators McConnell, Republican, Kentucky, and Schumer, Democrat, New York, telling them they should not bring forward H.R. 620 or any similar bill to the Senate floor. We need help getting additional senators to sign a letter opposing H.R. 620 or any notice or and cure effort in the Senate. Getting in at least 7 more senators to sign on to the Duckworth letter would be a significant achievement toward stopping H.R. 620 or any related bills in the Senate. Please take a minute to call your senators today and ask them to sign on to the Duckworth ADA letter protecting the rights of people with disabilities. It is especially to call important to call your senator. You can also call the Capitol Switchboard at 202-224-3121 or 202-224-3091 for TTY and ask to be connected to your senators. Thank you. Text of the Duckworth ADA letter protecting the rights of people with disabilities. Dear Majority Leader McConnell and Minority Leader Schumer, we are writing to express our strong opposition to H.R. 620, the ADA Education and Reform Act, and any legislation that would repeal or weaken rights under Title III of the Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA, which prohibits discrimination on the basis of a disability in certain places of public accommodation. 1. As a civil rights law, Title III of the ADA was modeled after Title II of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which prohibits discrimination on the basis of race, religion, and national origin in certain places of public accommodation. Title III of the ADA does not permit monetary relief in the form of damages or settlements. Similar to Title II of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, the ADA only permits non-monetary injunctive relief and recoupment of reasonable attorney fees for individuals who prevail in a suit to enforce their rights under Title III and secure removal of architectural barriers in public accommodations where readily achievable. Congress carefully crafted Title III of the ADA to make sure private enforcement actions prioritize achieving readily accessible barrier removal and are an affordable avenue for Americans with disabilities to seek relief. The expectation was that businesses would make themselves accessible before people with disabilities showed up at their place of business, rather than waiting until receiving a notice that people with disabilities have been excluded before starting to think about complying with the law. The ADA is a groundbreaking civil rights law that recognizes the reality that removing an architectural barrier when readily achievable is a proven efficient solution to improving accessibility in public places and providing equal treatment of people with disabilities across the United States. In recognizing the importance of accessibility, Congress also established tax incentives for businesses to lower the cost of making a place of public accommodation more accessible, pursuant to ADA guidelines and requirements for architectural barrier removal. Proponents of H.R. 620 assert that eliminating the right of Americans to seek immediate injunctive relief under Title III of the ADA is necessary to address private lawsuits that threaten businesses with punitive damages and demand monetary settlements. However, these private actions seeking damages are filed pursuant to specific state laws that, unlike Title III of the ADA, authorize monetary damages. H.R. 620 would make no change to those state laws and therefore fails to address lawsuits seeking damages. However, it would destroy any incentive under the ADA for timely removal of architectural barriers in public accommodations. Because Title III of the ADA does not provide for damages, a business would have no reason to comply with the law unless and until it received written notice from a person with a disability who had been harmed, informing the business that it had violated the law, and the business would then have 4 months to remove the barrier or make substantial progress in doing so. There would be no consequence for breaking the law until the notice was received and the waiting period expired. When supporters of the discriminatory H.R. 620 argue for its necessity by citing examples of alleged minor accessibility infractions, they miss the point that this bill undermines the rights of people with disabilities rather than protects them. They also reveal a callous lack of empathy and understanding for the accessibility challenges Americans with disabilities face every day. There's nothing minor about a combat veteran with a disability having to suffer the indignity of being unable to independently access a restaurant in the country they were willing to defend abroad. There is nothing minor about a child with cerebral palsy being forced to suffer the humiliation of being unable to access a movie theater alongside her friends. Simply put, we reject in the strongest terms the offensive suggestion by supporters of H.R. 620 that a civil rights violation denying access to a public space could ever be minor. A ramp a few degrees too steep or a shower head a couple of inches too high from the legally prescribed standards are the difference between accessibility and discrimination. To efficiently address the aforementioned examples, we would urge operators of public facilities to simply fix the problem by lowering the ramp a few degrees or lowering the shower head a few couple of inches. This would not only make sure entities comply with the law, but more importantly, providing accessibility will protect the health, safety, and dignity of Americans with disabilities as promised under a civil rights law passed nearly 28 years ago. We share many of the concerns on the potential impact of H.R. 620 expressed by the U.S. Department of Justice Civil Rights Division, which administers and enforces the ADA. We believe DOJ is right to be troubled by the premise that H.R. 620 would substantially change the balance Congress struck for private enforcement actions pursuant to Title III. The letter continues. I'm sure you can find it on the government website. But we've run out of time for today's episode of Vision News. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleReadingService.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138.